Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, are the A's a viable trade partner for the Dodgers, and what can they get from them, and what would they have to give up? And then should the Dodgers be looking at a first baseman if Corey Seager ends up leaving? That's what's on tap for today, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers. This is a daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends, here rolling solo this morning. Thanksgiving holiday, you know, schedules didn't sync up. I told Jeff I'd handle it. And then, technical life difficulties. So we're starting a little bit later this morning, but we're still here for you every weekday morning. Want to thank you for making us your first listen every single weekday morning. We are free and available on all platforms where you can find podcasts and on YouTube. So today there has been no Dodger news absolutely at all, but we got a question from someone the other day, and it's been a couple other links to this team, and I wanted to take a look and see, is this something the Dodgers should think about? And that's trading with the Oakland Athletics, maybe soon to be Vegas Athletics. I don't know. That's another question for a different day. But the question we got originally was about Matt Olson and if the Dodgers should go after him. I'm trying to find the question. It says, Cody at Ghost Runner on third says, if the CBA brings a DH to the NL, do you think the Dodgers would move on Matt Olson? He mentions his eyes on Diego Cartaya because the Dodgers are set at catcher. And he adds, plus Olson's eyes would really pop a Dodger blue. Now, Matt Olson, well, let's start with the A's. The A's are expected to trade most of their good players that are making any kind of money. They are in the midst of a quicker rebuild. The A's are pretty good at rebuilding teams and doing things of that nature. But in the midst of a rebuild, it appears, and they're trying to cut payroll, even though they have one of the richest owners in all of baseball. But that's besides the fact. And Matt Olson has been the big name that's been mentioned. Matt Olson has been linked mostly to the Yankees so far. The Dodgers do have a top-tier caliber first baseman in Max Muncy, but what we've seen before, Max Muncy can play a pretty good second base. And if the Dodgers don't keep Corey Seager, they can very easily move Trey Turner to short, move Max Muncy to second, and have a hole at, not a hole at first base, but have an opening at first base. Ghost Runner on third did mention the DH being a thing in this, and if that would prompt it, I'm not sure. I'm assuming the Dodgers are operating like there's going to be a universal DH already. So I don't think that's going to change the way their plans are. I don't know. You know, is it a matter of do they re-sign Seager and trade for Matt Olson and then Max Muncy becomes kind of a DH, or maybe they tell Max Muncy, hey, can you be good at third base again? So Justin Turner can be a DH. I don't know. But if the question comes to Matt Olson, I mean, he's legit. He's a bona fide superstar. He's been one of the best players in baseball the last 3-4 years. He finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting in his first season in 2017. And ever since then, he hasn't hit anything less than 29 home runs in a full season. He hasn't had an OPS low, well, hit. 2020, he struggled a little bit. OPS of 734, OPS plus a 103 plus, but that's been his floor. In the full seasons that he's had, 2018, 2019, 2021, he's had OPS pluses of 117, 139, and 153, respectively, finishing eighth in MVP voting this season and being named an All-Star for the first time. He's also a two-time Gold Glove winner, so you're adding a little bit of defense. And, yeah, obviously, Matt Olson would fit what the Dodgers would want, which is top tier talent, but what would it cost, and would the Dodgers be willing to pay that? Now, Ghost Runner on third mentions Diego Cartaya. He has his eye on. He says the Dodgers are set at catcher. While they are set at catcher, they aren't set at catcher for the future. And, you know, if Will Smith leaves when his arbitration years are up, assuming the CBA stays somewhat the same, which would mean Smith would be gone in, what, like 3 or 4 years free agency. They don't necessarily have a plan at that point. They do have Jesus Galiz, another catcher, but he's 17 years old. I don't know if he'd be ready at the age of 21. They traded Connor Wong last year, so they don't have, you know, their second-tier prospect at catcher. So, yeah, for me, Diego Cartaya would be off the board, untouchable. I still think if the Dodgers really wanted to, they could probably make a package deal for Olsen that the A's like that wouldn't have to give up Cartaya. I mean, you look at the Dodgers' top five prospects. You got Cartaya, Ryan Pepio, Michael Bush, Bobby Miller, Andy Páez. And it depends what the A's are going for. Are they going for talent that can play now? Or are they going for a talent in the future? Because if it's talent they want now, you know, Pepio, Bush, even Bobby Miller could all be in the majors next year very easily. You go down a little bit more on the Dodgers list, and you got Miguel Vargas, Andre Jackson, Landon Knack, Clayton Beater, and Wilman Diaz. Wilman Diaz is 18. But other than that, all those other guys are a little bit older, would be able to contribute in 2022. For sure 2023, if not 2022. So, yeah, I don't know what the A's – you know, I know that they're trading, but I don't know exactly what they're looking for. Matt Olson would definitely fit the Dodgers. He would, you know, slot in first base. And I think it's one of those where if the Dodgers don't get Seager, it's a weird bag, I guess, right now. Seager is expected to sign before the December 1st CBA deadline. If that happens and it's not with the Dodgers, then the Dodgers know what to do and they'll have the whole lockout to kind of plan and see how they're going to adjust moving forward. There was a report that if they don't sign Seager, they're not really going after any of the other shortstops in this free agent class. Andrew Friedman also went on MLB Network Radio, I believe, and said the Dodgers are being very aggressive and trying to bring back Seager. But, you know, that all remains to be seen. But let's just say Seager signs with somebody else before December 1st, but close to December 1st, which is already pretty close to December 1st now. Matt Olson's not traded. You go into the lockout, you know, however many months it takes for them to agree on a new deal. Dodgers come out of it and say, hey, let's go make a trade. And Matt Olson is out there and you can get him for not relatively cheap, but you can get him for not Diego Cartaya and maybe package, you know, Gavin Lux is still an asset, I would imagine, especially the way he finished last season, if somebody wants a player that can play now. But it's just a matter with the A's. I don't know, you know, how far ahead are they looking. Do they want 2022, 2023 talent? Do they want 2024, 2025 talent? If it's 2024, 2025 talent, I don't know if the Dodgers have that kind of depth in that department of talent to make that kind of deal. They do kind of have 2022, 2023 talent right now, at least in their top tier prospects, you know, the top 10, top 15 prospects, most of them are almost ready to go or already ready to go in the major league. So gonna keep talking about the trading with the A's. There's a couple other names that have been mentioned or that the Dodgers could go after, maybe making a big package deal instead of just going after one of them. So that's what's coming up. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. But first let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar. Well, let's talk about Built Bar today. It's Black Friday today, currently, right now. Built Bar is going all out to make Black Friday weekend the most delicious weekend there ever was in the history of Black Friday weekends. They've got new limited time flavors, new types of bars, all and a winter wonderland of a deal. You want high-end deliciousness at a discount? All through Black Friday weekend, get at least 20% off anything and everything at Built.com with the promo code LOCKED20. Can't ask for anything better than that. They've got new flavors. They've got these Built Puffs, which are kind of like Built Bars, but a little bit more puffier, a little more candy bar. Like, they're still all good for you, but they taste great. They got Ruby Chocolate Puffs. It's marshmallowy goodness covered in a unique chocolate, Ruby Chocolate, never been done before by Built Bar. They got Lemon Dip Cheesecake Puffs. If you love lemon cheesecake, you'll love Lemon Dip Cheesecake Puffs. And once again, all covered in chocolate, but without the cheesecake-sized calories, without the normal chocolate-sized calories. So go built.com. Check it out right now. Use the promo code LOCK20. Get 20% off whatever you do. Get two free Crave bars, which is a new thing that they have right now. Built Crave bars. Go check them out. They only got 160 calories, 17 grams of protein. There's no candy bar that can even get close to it. And this tastes almost pretty much better than any candy bar I've had. So go right now. Built.com. LOCK20. 20% off. All Black Friday weekend. Don't wait, because it's not going to wait for you. It's gone after the weekend. So go ahead, go handle that, and yeah, let's do it. We're back. I'm back, and we're gonna keep talking through this ace thing. So Matt Olson, one name already mentioned. I said yes, if that's the route the Dodgers want to go, where they move people around and get Max Muncy over to second base, and Matt Olson as an everyday first baseman, do that. But there's also been two other names that the A's are likely making available, and that could help the Dodgers, especially the way that their starting rotation is set up right now. And that's Chris Bassett and Frankie Montas. Frankie Montas, if you remember, was a Dodger, went over to the A's in the trade for – on that weird three-team trade where the Dodgers got nobody really – oh, no, they got – no, my bad. They got Frankie Montas in the weird trade where they got it was a weird trade. They ended up getting him, though. They got Frankie Montas from the White Sox. Oh, well, Micah Johnson, Trace Thompson. That's when we got all that. Then the Dodgers traded him with Grant Holmes and Jurell Cotton when we got Rich Hill and Josh Reddick back in 2016. Since then, Frankie Montas has become a pretty good major league pitcher. Ups and downs for sure since the time the Dodgers traded him. But he had really turned it on this last season and was sixth in Cy Young voting. And he ended up making 32 starts, 3.37 ERA, 3.37 FIP. So pretty consistent out there. 207 strikeouts and 187 innings and a whip of 1.182. Pretty good. Chris Bassett was an all-star for the first time this year. He's been pretty solid the last 3-4 years. He's the one, if you don't remember, got hit in the head by a line drive, but ended up coming back to pitch the same season. So I would imagine no lingering effects from there. He's had two top 10 Cy Young finishes the last 2 years. If you just go back the last 3 years, he's thrown ERAs of 3.81, 2.29, 3.15. FIP's a little bit higher than that, but it would imagine it would work out with the Dodgers. Whip of 1.194, 1.159, 1.055. So preventing guys from getting on base, doing a good job at it. And, you know, another guy who would have made 30-plus starts had he not been hit in the head by the line drive. So he made 27 starts last year, 11 starts in the shortened season, which is basically the full season, and then 25 starts of 28 games in 2019. So somewhat durable, as can throw the innings that you need as you know, someone coming to the Dodgers. And, you know, two names that, you know, the Dodgers could go after each individually. They could go after Frankie Montas individually, Chris Bassett individually. They could package for both of them. They could package for one of them with Matt Olson. There's a lot of ways they can go about it. And this is where, you know, it's interesting, because the Dodgers could go sign, you know, Scherzer, Kershaw, bring them back, have a rotation of Scherzer, Buehler, Julio, Kershaw, Andrew Heaney, and then with Gonsolin and maybe David Price, and then, you know, Pepio waiting in the wings. And that would be a solid way to head into 2022, but I'm not sure. You know, without knowing what the Dodgers' plans are, what they want, what they expect, that seems pretty easy. Other than that, there's not a lot of free agent pitchers for the Dodgers to kind of go after. You know, Kevin Gausman, Carlos Rodon, interesting name we haven't talked about. Maybe we'll talk about here in the near future. But, you know, are they going after Robbie Ray? Or it's a matter of what do the Dodgers want? Do they want to pay money, or do they want to pay in prospects? If they want to pay in prospects, the A's are a good fit with Montas and Bassett. You can go to the Reds with Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo, and that's a, you know, wide range of which type of prospects you'd give up and who you'd have to give up. When it comes to free agency, Gausman, Rodon, Ray, Marcus Stroman, those are the names left. Even John Gray, to a certain extent, those are the names left where, you know, you could, some a little cheaper than others, obviously, but that's where you're paying straight up money rather than prospects. And I'm not sure what the Dodgers want. The Dodgers have traded. You know, last year we saw that their farm system had finally run dry a little bit, at least in terms of talent that were major league ready. We saw a lot of names come up, but none of them do too much. DJ Peters, Zach Rex, who are both with the Rangers now. We saw, you know, even Luke Rayleigh and other guys like that. But for the next year, at least, you know, pitching wise, the Dodgers are knocking on the door with talent that are ready to contribute in 2022 with Pepio, Bobby Miller, Andre Jackson, Landon Knack, Clayton Beater. So they got pitching if they need next year. Whereas last year they had Andre Jackson, Josiah Gray, ended up trading Josiah Gray, but they really only had two arms that were ready to contribute in 2021. This year, a little bit different. They got a few arms, but the only ones that are started out of those are Pepio, Bobby Miller, and then I think Landon Knack. One of them's a reliever between Knack and Beater. I never remember which is which, but that's where you're at right there. When it comes to guys that are going to help position-wise, you got Michael Busch and maybe Miguel Vargas. And that's pretty much it that's going to come up and help you really hitting-wise. You know, you go down the list a little bit. You got Jacob Amaya, who's more glove than bat, although his bat did look pretty good in the Arizona Fall League. But other than that, there's not any hitters here down for the Dodgers. So, you know, it's a matter of, do you want to give up hitting talent for pitchers? Would you want to, you know, give up Michael Busch in a Chris Bassett or Frankie Montas trade? Or would you want to say, hey, Ace, here's Gavin Lux. He's still around for a while. And, you know, that would be contingent, I would imagine, on them re-signing Chris Taylor. So, you know, there's a lot of dominoes here. But just the simple fact of, should the Dodgers be interested in Chris Bassett, Frankie Montas? Definitely 100%. Two guys that can help them out, two right-handed arms that'll give them innings, give them starts, and, you know, be pretty good at it. And, you know, someone they already know in Frankie Montas, they traded for him one time, so obviously they, you know, saw something in him and believed that they could get that out of him. And the A's have done a pretty good job of finally getting that out of him, culminating in the 2021 season where he was a top 10 Cy Young finisher. So for the Dodgers, a lot of moving parts. Do they have the prospects to do these types of trades? Yes. Do they want to give up, you know, these guys that are knocking on the door of contributing in the major leagues to get somebody that's going to, you know, also contribute in the major leagues? I don't know. You know, do they reach back and look back and be like, hey, we know we have a lot of talent younger wise. I mean, you look in their top 30 prospects, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the top 30 that are 20 or younger or still teenagers. You know, they have talent if the A's are like, hey, we're on a long kind of rebuild, not looking to compete for at least 3-4 years. The Dodgers can satisfy them there. But if the A's are on a shorter rebuild, hey, we're looking to contribute or we're looking to be competitive in the next 2-3 years. The Dodgers also have that, but they also kind of need that for themselves. So it's a matter of how they want to go about it. We're going to come back and then kind of put together a package and see if the Dodgers could package one of those two pitchers with Olsen. Would it be worth it? Should they do it? And what other puzzle pieces would have to go around it in order to make it happen? But first, let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline, it's Thanksgiving, Black Friday weekend, all that stuff. You know what this time of year means? It means football. And nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. And BetOnline has you covered all holiday season, all bowl season, with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this holiday season. So head to their new updated website on your laptop or mobile device. Sign up today, and you can get a 50% welcome bonus after your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. All you need is the promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Everything you could want, they got. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline is stuffed with deals this holiday season. All right, let's finish up here talking about this A's deal. So you want Matt Olson, you want one of Chris Bassett, Frankie Montas. I think they're pretty similar assets at this point. It's a matter of actually, yeah, similar assets. Free agent 2023, Chris Bassett, Frankie Montas for agent 2024. So you get one extra year with Frankie Montas. So similar assets, you know, both pretty good pitchers. Just a matter of, you know, style wise, I would imagine they both fit the Dodgers because they're good pitchers and the Dodgers could figure it out. So that's how it is there. But let's take a look. Let's say the A's want to be competitive in the next 2 to 3 years. So they're looking for guys that could come up in 2022, but that are probably more likely 2023 to be legit contributors. So you got Matt Olson, all-star MVP candidate. You got Cy Young candidate and another all-star or close to all-star with Bassett and Montas. So it's more than the Rich Hill Reddick trade, which when the Dodgers gave up three pitchers that were pretty high up, I would imagine all three were top 30 at the time for the Dodgers, with Frankie Montas being the closest to the majors. Grant Holmes and Jarrell Cotton both kind of dabbled but haven't really had that success in the major leagues. And let's just say you're taking Cartaya off the board right away. So it's a matter of a package of probably 4 to 5 players at least. If it's high-grade prospect talent, you might get into the 5-6 player range if you try to get away with quality over quantity. With the A's, I would imagine they'd want the quality over quantity. But, you know, I don't know what they're looking for. But it's one you kind of put these packages into tiers. So Ryan Pepiot, Andre Jackson. If you give up Ryan Pepiot, you can give up a little bit less with the next tier of guys. If you give up Andre Jackson, then you're going to give up a little bit higher with the next tier guys. You know, Landon Knack, Clayton Beater, probably the same, one of those two. You got, you know, Bobby Miller is probably for sure in it. You know, he's going to be ready to contribute in 2022, probably be ready to be a full-time rotation guy in 2023. So Bobby Miller's probably the highlight of this package. You go Bobby Miller, you go one of Knack or Beater, you know, Andy Páez, Miguel Vargas, probably in the same tier, even though they're different positions. You probably have to give up one of those two. And then you go down the list a little bit, you know, maybe a Cody Hosey, Jacob Amaya you can throw in there. You know, do the A's want Gavin Lux? Gavin Lux might be a guy you throw in there. But this is where, you know, the domino and puzzle pieces start becoming a thing. So the Dodgers, if Chris Taylor is already signed, I would imagine Gavin Lux is off the board for any deal because being able to play outfield last year, and if he continues to play it, he'll get more comfortable with it. Being able to play shortstop and second base, you know, that's what the Dodgers want. That's what the Dodgers need. He's a you know, better player, better hitter than Zach McKinstry, who can also do that right now. But those are the only ones that can do that right now in the Dodgers farms, or, you know, the Dodgers organization. So if Chris Taylor's already snatched up, I don't think Gavin Lux is on the table. Gavin Lux is not on the table, then you probably have to open it up to, you know, maybe including Pepiot and Bobby Miller and, you know, one of Páez, Miguel Vargas, and then one guy that's probably a little bit more future. You know, Jorber Vivas, who they just added to the 40-man roster, Eddie Leonard, who they just added to the 40-man roster, you know, maybe one of those two. And that could get it done. If the A's are looking to contribute a little bit farther down the line, I would imagine they want to ask about Cartaya. I would still be weary of that just because, like I said, if Will Smith leaves in free agency or something happens, they don't really have anybody. The next catcher up is 17 years old at the time. And then the other catcher they have, Carson Taylor, he's 22, but he's a little bit lower on the prospect ranking. So, you know, if it goes down to the Dodgers, you know, the A's are going to be competitive a few years down the line. You know, you got Wilman Diaz, you got Luis Rodriguez, 18, 19-year-olds. You got one of the picks from last year's draft, Maddox Bruns. You know, they could go after him. You got, you know, Jarbie Vivas and Eddie Leonard. They're both pretty young, 20, 21. You know, they'd be one of those guys you could give up Jesús Galíz instead of Diego Cartaya. The catcher, 17 years old. He'll be, you know, 4 or 5 years. He'll be knocking on the door, I would imagine. And you can go that route. And maybe one guy that's a little bit older but ready to go. Yeah, so I mean, not being a GM, not knowing what the A's are looking for, not knowing what the Dodgers' plan is, or, you know, what their strategy is going to be this offseason, it's I would say a package of 4 to 5 players with, you know, one of those, with Pepiot being the second guy, Bobby Miller being the one number one guy for sure, and then just kind of letting the A's add a couple guys here and there from different tiers, figuring it out. That's probably what it would take for me. Would I do that? Like I said, it depends. If Seager signs somewhere else and you're not guaranteed to sign Trey Turner, then yeah, I'd rather have Matt Olson there. And have another elite talent in the lineup, another elite bat in the lineup. Max Muncy moves over to second base, Trey Turner just for the next year. And then the Dodgers would have to figure it out after that. But if Corey Seager resigns, I probably don't do this trade because you're going not all in, but somewhat all in for something you don't really need. Know that you could say last year maybe they didn't need Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, although they did end up needing both. But it cost them two guys that didn't really have a spot. Well, I mean, now Josiah Gray would have a spot, but at the time didn't really have a spot in the Dodgers' immediate future. You know, Kiber Ruiz was going to be a backup, and Josiah Gray was going to be a number four or five starter, if that, depending on how injuries and everything went with the Dodgers. So you go all in on the 2022 season before it even starts, and that's kind of where it's at. And from what we've seen with Friedman, you know, I don't know if he's willing to go all in on a season before it even starts. We've seen him go all in on the season at the trade deadline, and he's gotten rentals that don't cost as much, or and guys that, you know, Trey Turner wasn't a rental, but pretty much all the other big acquisitions he's done at the deadline have been trade rentals. Hasn't given up top tier prospects, has gone more quantity over quality. And that's kind of the case here. You know, do you go all in before the season starts? Now, if you're going for both Matt Olson and one of those two, and it costs you four or five guys, okay, you would imagine whoever you drafted last year or signed an international signing in the last couple of years, they'll all bump up a tier. They'll all have another year of player development and probably become prospects that are knocking on the door or in the top 100 overall prospects in all of baseball. You would imagine whoever you draft in 2022, knowing your draft history, knowing your player development system, would also be contributors. And you kind of keep the pipeline going. But it doesn't always work out that way. And sometimes guys don't pan out the way you think, or you hit a wall, or you make too many trades, and you hit that wall. Kind of what we saw with the Dodgers last year in 2021. So let's just say I'm fine with trading the names I mentioned for both Matt Olson and one of those two. If it's just one of those, Matt Olson or Chris Bassett or Frankie Montas, I think I take Diego Cartaya and Bobby Miller off, untouchable, and you try to make a package around everybody else. So that's where I'd sit right now. That's what I think the Dodgers could do. Not what they should do, because I have no idea what they should do, but I know what they could do, and that's how I'd handle it. So long story short, I have no idea, and we never have any idea, but it's fun to look at it. And, you know, now that I've seen Matt Olson and looked at the numbers for Bassett and Montas, you know, if that happens to be something the Dodgers go after or become linked to, I'm a little bit excited now. And I kind of know what they'd have to part ways with, or at least I have an idea in my mind what they'd have to part ways with. And I think I might be willing to do that as a fan. That's as far as I can go. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on Monday talking about any Dodger news that happens over the weekend as we inch closer to this December 1st CBA deadline. If you don't know what we mean by that, the bargaining agreement between the Players Association and the owners expires on December 1st. If a deal is not reached starting December 2nd, baseball will technically be in a lockout. There will be no signings, no free agents, no free agency signings, no trades, no 40-man roster moves. Baseball will be frozen, and we'll have to wait until they come up with the deal. So that's what the December 1st deadline is that we've been talking about. We want to thank you for making us your first listen every single weekday morning. make sure to make your second listen, Locked On Bets, with our friends, your boy Q and Lee Sterling. They're the daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs with expert analysis and insight, and it's free and available on all platforms. We're Locked On Dodgers. We're free and available on all platforms as well. And on YouTube, you can find us on YouTube. Search Locked On Dodgers. Wherever you get podcasts, search Locked On Dodgers. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. You can find me on Twitter at Vince Samperio. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. You can get a hold of us via email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car or if you're at home. Tell your smart device, play podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.